This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 31st of August. Well, Indian market snapped 6-day winning streak and pushed benchmark indices below crucial support levels on Monday. In fact, Sensex broke below 40,000 and 39,000 on a single day, while Nifty 50 failed to hold on to 11,400 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on these three, then Sensex fell 839 points to close at 38,628, while the Nifty 50 ended 260 points lower at 11,387. Now, fresh LSE tensions and new margin implementation weigh on the market sentiment. Now, the recent uncertainty on the border front gave investors the reason to book profits. In fact, Sensex, Nifty, Midcap Index saw their biggest one-day fall in the last 3 months. Now, if you look at in terms of sectors, well, selling pressure was seen in realty, healthcare, utilities, power and capital goods space. On the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was down by 3.7% and the small-cap index fell 4.3%. Both these indices actually underperformed benchmark indices. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Tata Motors, TCS and ONGC. Top Nifty losers include names like Aisha Motors, SBI and Sun Pharma. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the realty index plunged 4.7%, followed by the healthcare index, which was down 4.6%, and the utilities index plunged 3.8%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Bharti Airtel, Wipro, Bosch and ONGC. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Bharti Airtel, Escorts and Bosch. Well, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Quality Pharma, AstraZeneca, L&T Infotech, as well as Mindtree. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Reliance Industries slipped while Future Group stocks gain after the retail business deal. ONGC, TCS, Tata Motors and HDFC Bank gain in a weak trading session. Now, if you look at the technical view or if you look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals, well, the index opened positive, but it failed to surpass 11,800 levels and fell down sharply towards 11,300. Now, Nifty formed a big bearish candle and wiped out entire gains of the last 6 trading sessions by forming a bearish engulfing pattern. Now, it negated the formation of higher highs and higher lows of the last 6 trading sessions with a decline in all the sectoral indices along with the poor advanced decline ratio. Now, Nifty has also broken an immediate support trend line by connecting all the recent swing lows, which doesn't bode well for the bulls, at least for the short-term point of view. Now, it remains below 11,550, which means if Nifty trades below 11,550, more profit booking decline could be seen towards 11,200 and 11,111 levels. While on the upside, crucial resistance is still placed at 11,650 and 11,750 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.